Conclusion: Returning to traditional education. The education system shoulders the future of a country, a nation, and human civilization. It is a long-term endeavor whose impact extends through centuries or even millennia. Looking back at the past 100 years, the American education system has all but been broken by the infiltration and influence of communist ideology. Parents and teachers have had their hands tied and cannot give students a good education. Schools, which should have cultivated students' talent, have instead indulged them and led them astray. The whole society is deeply worried about students' lack of morality, low skill level, fragile psychologies, and bad habits, as well as the chaotic, anti-traditional and antisocial trends they're caught up in. This is to witness the forces of evil devouring the descendants and the future of mankind. Among the 45 goals listed in the 1958 classic The Naked Communist, the goals for education are the following: get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Looking at American education, these goals have not only been achieved, but the situation has also become worse. Due to the political and economic strength of the United States, American culture is the object of admiration and emulation by countries around the world. Most countries use the United States as a model for educational reform. American teaching concepts, teaching materials, teaching methods, and school management practices have affected many countries. So, to a certain extent, changing American education is tantamount to changing education around the world. Both at the beginning of creation and when human civilization is corrupted, there are enlightened beings or saints born. These enlightened beings or saints are precisely a group of people known as teachers. For example, Socrates, the founder of the ancient Greek civilization, was an educator. In the Gospels, Jesus also called himself a teacher. Shakyamuni Buddha has 10 names, one of which is the teacher of heaven and man. Confucius was an educator, and Laozi was the teacher of Confucius. They tell people how to be human, how to respect God, how to get along with others, and how morality may be improved. These enlightened beings and saints are the greatest educators of mankind. Their words shaped the major civilizations and became fundamental classics of all civilizations. The values they teach and the ways they go about improving morality allow each individual to achieve spiritual transcendence and health. Individuals with healthy minds are essential to social health. It is no wonder that these greatest educators have come to a similar conclusion: the purpose of education is the cultivation of good character. Eastern and Western classical education, which has been practiced for thousands of years, inherits the culture that God has given to people and retains such precious experiences and resources. According to the spirit of classical education, both talent and integrity are important criteria for judging the success of education. In the process of reviving the tradition of human education, the treasure of classical education is worthy of preservation, exploration, and learning. People with high moral values are capable of self-governing. This is the social norm that the American founding fathers hoped for. Those who are morally noble will receive God's blessings, and through diligence and wisdom, will obtain material abundance and spiritual satisfaction. More importantly, people with high morality allow society to proliferate and last for generations. This is the revelation of enlightened beings and saints, the greatest educators of mankind, for how today's people may return to tradition.